lost. And I mean, I had the basic faith that God did not bring me this far just to throw me off of the cliff. I really believe that deep down in my heart somewhere. But it wasn't until I released all those other options of suicide and drinking or using again, I wasn't able to get any better. And once I was able to release those as options, then I was able to move forward and take a shot. And when I came to San Diego, I didn't actually get to stay here. I got a job and they transferred me to San Francisco, but then I got to come down after just a few months, and I've been here ever since. I mean, when I got here, I just decided I would do whatever it would take to stay. Whatever kind of job, whatever it was, moving furniture or whatever, I would do it, but I wanted to give it a shot, a good shot. And then if I had to go back to Dallas, I would go. And again, that's been 1990. So I've been here ever since 90. I used to go to Mount Soledad Men's all the time. That's where I know a lot of you guys from. A lot of meetings in PB. And then now I've been going to Drunks only the last few years. And I feel like I've really flourished in my life, in all aspects of my life since I've gotten here to California. It's funny because all my friends in Texas, they're like, I'll call them and we'll talk. And they're like, when are you coming back? I'm like, man, I've done my time. You know, I mean, that's great. I'm glad you guys are doing well. But, you know, I hope I never get to, I'll come visit you every once in a while, but that's about it, you know. All kind of things have happened to me. Let me go through a couple of them since I got here, since I got to California, since I've been sober. Number one, I mean, the most amazing thing is that I've actually been sober longer than I've, over half of my life now, which I never could imagine. I mean, a few years ago, the urgency of my wife, I was going to live in PB forever. You know, that's what was going to be me. She's like, hey, this is not what I signed up for. You know, we need to buy a house, and that's what my dream is, and you've gotten to fulfill some of your dreams, and this is our dream. So I called Jet, one of many people, and said, man, what's wrong with this girl, you know? I mean, let's just live in PB, and we're happy in this condo. He's like, how much do you make? How much does she make? Grow up. Buy the freaking house, you know? And that's, hence, Oceanside, which Wally from Oceanside. I mean, to me, it's Wally from PB. But, so we bought this house it's amazing how, I have to be pushed into everything. I mean, I literally have to be, you have to prod me with like a hot iron. Ugh, go, 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 you know? And then eventually, I'll get there and I'm like, oh, that wasn't so bad. Hey, this is pretty good over here, man. House prices have really gone up. This is great. Glad I thought of that, Love you, babe, And that's really true. I really feel there's a lot of things in AA that I think people say that I think are, really, I would disagree with. Let me just put it that way. And again, if you can't, if anything I tell you guys tonight, if it's not in the book, then don't buy it, because the book is to me gospel. And I'm not dispelling the book, but what I'm saying is there's a lot of things that I hear in the program that I just disagree with. For instance, I hear people who have slips say, that was the best thing that ever happened to me. Yeah. I don't agree with that at all. I'm telling you right now, a slip for me right now would not be the best thing to happen to me. And it wouldn't be a relapse either, because I've seen slips that have become deaths, lots of them, not one or two. There was a guy that came to our new meeting one time, and he said, I don't think I can make it. And we took him to lunch, and we got him home, and his wife, he's okay, blah, blah. Guy freaking hung himself. And so I do not believe that a slip is the best thing for us at all. I mean, I've heard countless stories of people. And here's the funny part, is the people that slips have happened to, who it's not the best thing that ever happened to them, they're still out there. They're not in here telling you that it's the best thing that ever happened to them. They're still out there. And every year towards the holidays, I always say, watch out. I always get, and people are drunk, so I'm like, shut up, man, But I always like, watch out. You got to take your game up because this is when it happens. I said, those of us are sitting in this room, come January 2nd, we're not all going to be continuously sober to that point. And every year, it never fails. There's some people. You never know who it's going to be. I'm just hope, every year I just hope it ain't me. So I disagree with that statement 100%. I think the slip could be the worst thing for me. Now, if I do slip, hopefully I can make it back. But I don't even want to take that chance. I mean, I think I would like to be